This is Ethically Speaking.
Last week, we asked for your help with the following ethical question.
When does a practical joke cross the line and become abuse?
You sent us these responses.
From West Virginia, jokes and practical jokes often can be cruelty or a person's way of tormenting you. I never did like clowns, masks, or jokes for some reason, even as a small child. Tricksters make me nervous. From Missoula, I'd say there is no way to set things right after the joke has been discovered. Sometimes we don't realize that we've hurt someone until it's too late, so we should actively anticipate this sort of situation. From New York, I don't think any practical jokes are humorous because they are always at the expense of others. They are a face-threatening act and often cause retaliation and an escalating spiral of conflict. And what do philosophers have to say?
You're not likely to find a philosopher willing to defend practical jokes. It's not that we have no sense of humor. Rather, we have a problem with jokes that involve setting people up and then knocking them down. It's not an ethical way of treating anyone. According to media theorist Cynthia King,
some of the earliest theories of humor and comedy are traced back to Greek philosophers Plato, Aristotle, and Cicero. Collectively, they contended that humor exhibits a negativity basis, dwelling on the exhibition of baseness and deformities.
Basically, they said that people naturally delight in seeing others ridiculed and humiliated. Somehow it makes us feel better about ourselves to triumph over others when we tease them or make them the butt of our jokes. The early philosophers thought that that was not a very nice part of human nature.
But us contemporary philosophers are able to laugh at ourselves, sort of. Here's a sample of philosopher jokes.
The first law of philosophy.
For every philosopher, there exists an equal and opposite philosopher.
And the second law of philosophy.
They're both wrong.
Right. So, what do you get when you cross the godfather with the philosopher?
An offer you can't understand.
Well, ethically speaking, rather than be funny and hurtful, I guess that it's better not to be funny at all.
Here is next week's topic. When $45 can provide life-saving immunizations to 3 children in your town, is it ethical for you to buy another pair of shoes when you could instead direct that money to that charitable purpose?
Respond anonymously to this and other upcoming topics at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org.
This show is produced by the Department of Journalism at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana. Music by Eric Hutchins.
This is Danny Elliott.
And I'm Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.